T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's zoom across the Atlantic Ocean to London, where our ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers is standing by live. And Tom, there's a lot happening, but I feel like I got to start with questions about Iran. World leaders are sending messages to Donald Trump urging us to show restraint with Iran.
Yeah, very much so. In fact, Mike Pompeo was in Brussels yesterday. He got the signal from basically those that signed up to the P5 plus one, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal, saying, yeah, do that. They're saying that the agreement, although not perfect, they say it is working. There have been 12 reports from the IAEA since the 2015 agreement. They say all of them show 100% compliance. They say don't rock the boat.
So what is rocking the boat at the moment?
Well, again, we've got the situation where you've got the potential. We heard today that the acting defense secretary has come up with a plan that potentially could be put into operation if Iran attacks American interests in the Gulf region, of something like 120,000 U.S. troops heading to the area. And Europe says, no, let's take a half step back. Let's see what's shaking out today. Pompeo is in Sochi in the Black Sea Resort meeting with his Russian counterpart and President Putin. They're going to be certainly talking, number one, top of the list, Iran, but other issues as well, Venezuela, Syria, you name it.
Now, I saw the pictures of these oil tankers that were attacked, essentially. Iran says that they're not responsible for these Saudi Arabian oil tankers being damaged.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, we have the Iranian foreign minister in Delhi today saying that he feared that there could be some quote-unquote tricks being played in the region. And the U.S. position is that it could be Iran or its proxies. Nobody has a smoking gun on this one at this stage.
Well, let's shift and hope that that's stable for the moment and doesn't blow up in everybody's face. But the tariffs and ongoing conflict between Donald Trump's administration, I think, appropriately trying to get us to a new place in global trade with China. But there's some short-term consequences to that. How are the European markets and companies over there reacting to this, I guess, now a full-blown trade war with China?
Yeah, they've been taking some hits. There's some days where it isn't as bad. But, yeah, the big concern is, it's, you know, we found this, as you know, John, in 2008. The new world is everything's got, you know, you got your fingers in pies all over the world. So if, you know, if the U.S. gets a cold, everybody has a cold eventually. And it's interesting, the U.K. is in a particularly precarious position, one foot in the European Union, one foot out, trying potentially to cut sweet trade deals with nearly 200 countries around the world. They can't do that yet, and boy, oh boy, they're looking for a real hit down the road if this thing drags on for weeks or even months down the road.
So the EU and the individual countries in the European Union, are they bystanders to this conflict that Donald Trump is, this negotiation, or are they actively engaged in whispering in everybody's ear, or more actively engaged in ways that we don't see, but they're working behind the scenes?
They're basically looking at the two heavyweights in the ring. It's the U.S. and China, and they're on the bus, and they're along for the ride. They don't have a whole lot of control over the steering wheel, so they're, you know, and all they can see is downside at this stage. So they're hoping that something can be resolved in the not too distant future, but that is no guarantee, as you well know.
Real quick before I let you go, Theresa May, where is she? We haven't talked about her in the last two times.
Big question is, the president's coming over in what, 3 weeks? Will she still be in 10 Downing Street?
Is it a possibility she's gone?
It could be. The overwhelming majority of of conservative politicians, more than 80% say, you know, hit the road. Don't go away, Matt, but go away now, before tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it has gotten that bad, John.
Yeah. All right, Tom Rivers, our ABC News correspondent in London, we will talk to you as we get closer to the president's state trip to London and to Great Britain and his parade through London. I guess you'll be there to see it and tell us all about what happens, Tom.
You betcha. Every second. It should be interesting.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.